Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A man was found dead from head trauma Friday morning on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. University Police Dispatch got a call at 9:50 a.m. today about a man's body found outside the west side of the Ernest Greening Building, University spokesman Jeff Richardson said. The man had already died when first responders arrived. He died from head trauma, and foul play is not suspected in his death, according to Richardson. Police are still investigating what caused the fatal head injury. Police have not identified the man as of Friday afternoon. Assemblyman Christopher Quist has filed as a candidate for Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor, making it a three-way race with another week to go before the filing period closes. North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward and Robert Shields, founder of the Alliance for Reason and Knowledge, have also filed for the office. Quist, 37, is serving his second term on the Assembly and is chairman of the Capital Projects and Legislative Priorities Committee. He owns a coffee roasting business and is the donor relations manager at KUAC. Filings for borough assembly seats so far include Sam Tuck, a retired law enforcement officer and hotel maintenance manager, Leah Berman-Williams, a math professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and Jeffrey Rentzel, a retired civil servant. No one has yet filed for the Board of Education or the Interior Gas Utility Board of Directors. Golden Valley Electric Association is paying the Environmental Protection Agency $126,000 in fines for emission violations at its coal-fired Haley 2 power plant. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, a consent decree between the EPA and the utility is aimed at ensuring the plant meets mercury emissions standards.
An EPA complaint says mercury emissions at the Haley 2 plant exceeded a federal limit between August 2015 and November 2016, and that the utility did not have a mercury monitoring system in place. EPA Region 10 spokeswoman Suzanne Skidowski says the complaint also addresses long-term concerns.
20% exceedance of the limit, you know, is not insignificant, but you know, the point of this compliance action is to make sure that Golden Valley installs the controls that will prevent those emissions now and into the future.
Skidowski adds that the 2015-2016 problems violate an earlier agreement to limit mercury emissions from the plant. Golden Valley General Counsel John Burns blames the issues on problems, including two small explosions, which interrupted operation of the previously long-dormant facility.
Proved problematic in the ability to have these continuous compliance testing.
Kind of the unfortunate timing with our startup and the compliance deadlines.
Golden Valley environmental specialist Naomi Morton Knight says the agency has given the utility an extension to demonstrate compliance, and she expects the Haley 2 plant to fall below the mercury and air toxics emissions limits.
Our coal is inherently very low in mercury, and our sister plant, Unit 1, has very, very low mercury emissions. So when we get this plant restarted and we're operating stable, we fully expect to meet all of the MATS emission limits.
Morton Knight says Golden Valley has also agreed to install a system to conduct continuous mercury emissions monitoring at a cost of about $100,000. The EPA's Skidowski says there's reason to be concerned about mercury.
It's toxic to people, it's toxic to wildlife, and the main issue we see is that when mercury is emitted by power plants and other sources, the mercury accumulates in the environment. So it accumulates in the water and the soils, and then it accumulates in the animals. And, you know, that's an impact on us, too.
The Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry says at high levels, mercury may damage the brain, kidneys, and developing fetuses. The Haley 2 plant was shut down for repairs following the second 2016 explosion, and Golden Valley conducted extensive repairs and retrofits before resuming restart operations this summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.